Hello, and welcome back to Sincerely Mia, the podcast for all my uncommon dreamers out there. For those who believe that they have so much more potential within them, just waiting to be ignited. And to those who crave a life beyond the ordinary. If this is you, then this podcast is for you. Join me every other Saturday to elevate your identity, ignite your potential, refocus your vision, and redefine yourself. Before we begin, I want to thank you for lending me your ears, and I want you to thank yourself for making this investment into your highest self. So in this week's episode, we are going to dive right into rejections, gratitude, and grace, which might not sound that they all tie together. However, I'm going to make sure that by the end of this episode, you are going to feel that they really do. In 2019, I was going through the application process. It was my last year of school and I was applying to universities. And all I had ever spoken of was getting into med school. That's all I wanted. Anyone I knew that I was going to become a doctor. And I felt like I had given myself quite a good standing to get into med school. So when I sent out my applications, I was feeling confident. And it wasn't even a question of whether I was going to get in or not. It was more of a question of which university was I going to choose. That's how confident I was that I was going to get into med school. And when decisions came around, I got rejections all across the board. That left me feeling so lost and so confused because I felt like it was everything I was working towards. All these years, all that hard work was to get into med. Why didn't I get it? Why didn't I get in? What did I miss out on? What could I have done better? All these questions were going through my mind and I just didn't know the answer. See, I like to think of my life as a picture board and every experience is a dot on this board. And somehow, when you look back, they all start in connecting and intertwining. The funny thing about life is that we live it forward. However, it only makes sense when we start looking back. However, this one big dot, I didn't even know where to put it on the board. In my mind, it doesn't even belong on this board. It's just ruining everything else. However, now looking back, it is one of the most pivotal dots on the board because it is the one dot that connects to so many other dots and is the one dot that led me to where I am today. And this has taught me a very important lesson about rejection. Rejection is God's way of redirecting you. It's God's way of telling you this path is not the right path for you. Rejection is one step closer towards the right path. So although it hurts, although it's painful, it's getting you one step closer to where you are supposed to be. So every time you're faced with a rejection, trust that it's God trying to redirect you. So instead of playing the victim, try to see what the message behind this rejection is. What path is he trying to put you on? And your destiny is never going to escape you. Whatever is meant for you will always find its way to you. The reason why you didn't get it then is because you didn't need it then. And let that be your reassurance. However, we are all human and we all go through emotions. We feel the ups, we feel the downs. And rejection can lead you to feeling something I like to call toxic gratitude. See, when we think about gratitude, we think about the positive feeling that we get from gratitude, how full it makes our minds. However, gratitude also has a negative form and it comes in times of rejections. Back in December, I was planning on meeting a friend that I hadn't seen in quite some time. They had moved abroad a few months prior. It's been months that I was just waiting and hoping and planning the next time we meet. And now came the weekend of when I was supposed to meet them and I was at work and I received a message. And that message left me feeling so sad. Because it made me realize that things aren't going to be as I had hoped they would. And as soon as I started feeling tears in my eyes, my brain's automatic response was to overfill myself with gratitude. I started telling myself that I am so grateful for meeting them. I'm so grateful for the friendships we've had, for the lessons I've learned. And I'm gonna be okay. It's all gonna be okay. And I went on and on about gratitude. And although I do believe those things, it just wasn't what I needed at the time. Because I still had hurt and pain in my heart that I wasn't acknowledging. Imagine you have a cup an empty cup, and then you fill it with some dirt or soil. And on top of the dirt or soil, you start pouring water. That water is never gonna be clear. And the more water you add, the more water is going to be contaminated by the soil. The only way to get this clear water is by emptying the soil out and refilling your cup. So I had to address the pain and hurt in my heart. And I took a moment for myself. All I needed was 1 minute. I needed a minute to cry it out, to let go of this pain, for me to really feel genuine about the gratitude I was trying to impose on myself. So where in your life are you trying to impose gratitude on a painful situation instead of addressing the pain first? Where in your life are you shoving the pain down to a corner, blinding yourself and trying to move past it without addressing the hurt? Maybe it's time to start addressing it, for you to really feel full, for you to really feel at peace. And this is where grace comes in. Because with grace, you give yourself the empathy and the patience. Because you understand that we're all going through it together. We're all going through those emotions. It's only normal. Recently, I've been feeling a bit stagnant. And I've been very hard on myself for feeling this way. Because I usually like to fill my days with productive things, with high-paced activities that make me feel fulfilled, that make me feel productive, that make me feel empowered. However, recently, I have felt the need to take it a bit slower, and I have been giving myself quite a hard time for that. And last week, I went to Boston with a few of my friends, and as soon as we went to our Airbnb, I sat down on the couch and I started looking at the decoration, and there was a frame on the wall with a quote that says, "Patience, be patient with yourself. Nothing in nature blooms all year." And that really hit my heart. Because I haven't been patient with myself and I haven't given myself the grace of being patient and truly understanding and listening to my body. And then I went to a concert and it was a worship concert. In the beginning of the concert, they asked us all to raise our hands up and they started giving out pamphlets of different children around the world that needed support. Everyone received a different child. Everyone received a child from different place in the world, different age, different name, different picture. Can you guess the name of the child that I received? Their name was Patience. See, God gives us many signs every day. It's just up to us to see them and to listen. In the same day, I saw two signs that were telling me to give myself the grace and to be more patient and loving to myself. What signs have you been seeing and ignoring? What is God trying to tell you to do with your life? Trying to tell you to do in your friendships? How is He moving in your life? And many times it's not in the way maybe you had hoped. With grace, you will understand what your body needs. During a phase of rejection, during a phase where you are feeling stagnant, where you are shaky and uncertain. So let's recap. Rejection, although we all associate it with something negative, it's one of the greatest blessings that you can receive because it's diverting you from something that's not meant for you. And with rejection comes toxic gratitude. And the way you can stop toxic gratitude is by always remembering this picture of the cup, the dirty cup that you need to empty out before you can refill. And by listening to yourself, by giving yourself grace and empathy and patience, this is how you'll be able to heal yourself through rejection. And with that, I'll love you and I'll leave you with a heart full of gratitude and a mind filled with inspiration. Until next time, sincerely, Mia.